The Lord is leading us, heart dwellers. God bless you all. Today was an interesting day. I definitely had some challenges, and I have to say I don't think I passed the test. Anyway, I want to go ahead and begin where the Lord began with me. He said a lot of souls are now holding their breath since the last two messages. I want to reinstate that your mandate is to prepare them spiritually. Let them go to prepper sites if they want more, but my concern is their readiness for the rapture. Jesus, why do I feel so badly, aside from the fact that I blew it today with my temper? It's the season of the world and the season of disaster upon disaster. Watch as things unfold and pray for the victims. It is a good exercise to note. Why are we bickering when hurting souls are crying out, such as the victims of that family that perished in a fire? Yes, I'd ask you all to pray for them. The mother and father and one of the children died in a fire, and there's four children surviving them, and their grandparents are not in any position to take care of them. So please pray for that family. The Lord continued, you see, the more good you do, the more the enemy will try to stop you from doing it. He wants to make an end of you and your channel. But your charity and commitment to learning humility will keep him at bay. I will not give permissions as long as you follow my wishes. You can expect attitudes and misconceptions from the world, because that's what's trained into people. But those who have matured in me and deeply understand my ways, you will not get that. Rather, you will see them dancing around you to keep you held up so you can continue to do your job and they don't injure you. They will also make it safe for you to apologize while not lashing out or downgrading you. You have many such subscribers who understand what it's like to receive the blows of the world. They're seasoned with many injuries I have healed, and they've learned the ways of my love because they spend so much time with me, seeking my heart and my mind, and putting it to practice. In this regard, you are truly blessed. So when you encounter the harshness of the world, you have a whole company of intercessors who will lift you up to me so you can keep going. All of you are seriously damaged soldiers. The difference between those who deeply know me is that they have had tremendous measures of healing, and the bitterness and fear that mark those still wounded in battle isn't there anymore. They also know themselves very, very well. To know oneself is to be humble, extremely humble, and quick to find fault with yourself rather than others. When I see my people making excuses for the shortcomings of others, I delight myself in their presence. It is truly a rare and fragrant offering of self for the love of others. This life is a long journey down a very long road for most, and so few are taught my ways as children. This becomes an acquired skill in time rather than one trained in from childhood. So when adulthood is reached, it is but the beginning of learning. That's why in your country you have so many immature adults and so much divorce. Like yourself, you only began to learn about maturity in your 30s. Before that, you thought and acted like a child. I know that's right, Lord. Much of it is the fault of the culture, simply put. Americans, by and large, are spoiled from childhood. True maturity comes at quite a cost. In other countries, you find this kind of maturity at the age of 11 or 12. They have already learned many of the really hard lessons of life and have been seasoned in the faith, knowing my character more deeply because they have to rely on me to survive from day to day. Even the victims of violent countries are more mature. You would see this if you traveled the world. But you know that I will complete the good work I've begun in you, I will bring to maturity all those who call upon my name and choose to be holy. Not one will perish from my hand. All who come to me with a sincere heart, I cherish and raise up into maturity, meekness, and uncommon kindness. What is the price of words? So much good or so much evil can be done with words. With words you can bring peace and mend hearts. With words you can slice and dice a soul till nothing is left. And if you understand that you will be held accountable for every idle word. With your tongue you lift up and impart life. With your tongue you can also injure and destroy. My brides, my cherished ones, please, always choose words of life. Always suppress your desire to answer tit for tat. Don't you know that today your brother may need your encouragement, and tomorrow you may need his? What good does it do to accuse and demean others when you yourself may tomorrow need their support, and through harsh words and attitudes they are no longer there for you? Do you not see the plan of Satan in such things? Do you not see that you are the victim being used to injure others, resulting in your own downfall? Yes, in this world, people treat each other as expendable items. Not so in heaven. In heaven, you're the most precious commodity, made in my very image, eternal and stunningly beautiful, to be honored and loved. But in this world, you are but a doormat to the success of others. You are used and tossed aside after you've been thoroughly despoiled of the joyful life I imparted to you. What am I saying here? Love one another as I have loved you. Cherish and support one another. Never speak harsh words when it can be avoided. Always admonish and lift one another up, even and especially in conflict. Very often you're provoked by lies to judge others when they are at their lowest point and can't handle one more blow. How many times has that happened to you, Claire? Yes, Lord, I've experienced that, and I surely have seen how I've done it to others. I pray that you bring me to the fullness of the love you have in your heart, Lord, as much as is possible in a weak and frail mortal. Forgive me, Lord, for my childish attitudes. This prayer I will answer. Go now and love one another as I have loved you.